We have a classical conversation for you now, and that is Ballet Theater of Toledo. They're presenting their version of Alice in Wonderland. And I have Nigel Burgoyne, who is the artistic director of Ballet Theater of Toledo. Also David Jex, who is on faculty at University of Toledo. And he has written the music. Nigel does the choreography. Welcome to both of you, gentlemen.
Thanks to be back.
Thank you.
And we're talking about Alice in Wonderland. Now, this is happening the 22nd, this weekend, on Saturday, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and if you want to get more information on this performance, it's happening at the Valentine Theater. You can call them up at 419-861-0895, or just go online to ballettheateroftoledo.org. Now, Alice in Wonderland, maybe you can explain how this works, because it's a big book, to put it on stage. I wonder if the story is parallel in some way.
This is going to be a very condensed version, because this is part of the Gretchen Zeindorf series, which is basically designed to get young people in to see productions that aren't going on too long. So this one is going to be 45 minutes, action-packed, from the very beginning. Little Alice playing in the garden with her friends, and as she puts her hands over her eyes to play hide-and-seek, on comes a large white rabbit and takes her down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And then she's going to meet Tweedledum and Tweedledee as Tall Alice. Then she's going to meet the Cheshire Cat. Then she's going to be invited to the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. Then she will be painting the flowers, the Queen's flowers, and then the Queen of Hearts will enter, along with the Jack of Hearts.
Off with their heads, right?
Or the Knave of Hearts.
Hope not.
No, she's I've made the Queen quite, it's my wife, so she's doing her personality, which is fabulous. She's very commanding, but she's, I'd say she's quirky in areas.
Yeah.
And she's accompanied by two hedgehogs. And then the Knave of Hearts and Alice begin to get very friendly, and they see a tray of tarts, and they steal them.
Uh-huh.
And the Queen comes back on and is not happy.
That's
with
when
this.
She says off with her heads.
Well,
right?
Normally she does, but she's not very happy. And she calls everybody on, and we've got the dodo, we've got the caterpillar, we've got all of those people come on for a huge finale, and it all swirls around, and we go back to Alice on the floor holding her hands over her eyes, playing hide and go seek.
Yeah.
And there's a very special ending, which you'll have to come and see the show.
Yeah, you have to come on March 22nd. That's this Saturday night at the Valentine Theater. I'm talking with Nigel Burgoyne, Artistic Director of the Ballet Theater of Toledo. Also David Jex, who is a longtime faculty member at UT and has also written the music for this piece. David, what did you do to prepare for writing this music to this piece?
Well, our process is that Nigel and I discuss the basic numbers that we're going to do, the dance numbers, and each of the characters gets their own dance, as he described, and then we pick out the tempos and character and the meters, and it's a lot of fun. We exchange ideas, and we come up with a little different music for each character.
Well, it helps that you've done this before. I mean, we talked about a night at the museum before Christmas. I've mangled that title, I know, but we did talk about that last time. How many times have you guys done shows together?
This is our seventh.
Number seven. Lucky seven.
We're quite a team.
Yeah.
Now, Nigel, you talked about all these characters, and when you think about it, I mean, there are a lot of crazy characters in the book, Alice in Wonderland. What kind of costumes are they wearing? You have individual dancers, like, dressed up as a Cheshire Cat, for instance?
Exactly, and a Cheshire Cat that has a smile going the whole time.
Wow.
And when you see the production, you'll see what I've been very inventive to give him a smile. We have a wonderful costume lady. Her name is Pam McRae, and she puts so much work into the costumes. She loves working with the children. They love her. She will watch the rehearsal. She will see the movements that they're doing, and she realizes, okay, this can't be too big, or this can't be too short, or that type of thing. She has a great understanding of costumes, how they move, and also the partnering, because the Cheshire Cat is played by a boy, the Knave of Hearts is a boy, the Caterpillar is a boy, and the Mad Hatter is a boy, and they are partnering Alice at different times, so Alice's costume has to fit perfectly and also not get caught up in the hands of her partners.
So does the choreography, is it pre-existing? Is it something you've adapted or you've done originally?
This is brand new on my students.
Yeah. Let's go back to music, David. We have a little clip here of a piece. Maybe you can set this up for us. It happens at the tea party, right?
This is the tea party. We wanted to have a lively and light, fun tea party. The teacups are being passed around to the different characters, so we have a fast tempo, what we call a dupometer, and it starts with just a happy little theme that dances about. There's a contrasting middle section, which is more chordal and has a more legato pentatonic melody. And then we go back to the original melody again, but this time, if listeners are familiar with the term, there's something called a counterpoint at the octave. We have imitation this time at the end, just to liven it up.
A little glimpse into the mind of a composer, right?
No secrets there. Those are all traditional techniques. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, let's hear this synthesized version that you've provided to us of the Tea Party. What is the actual orchestration going to be like?
Yeah, so you'll hear the synthesized versions of a flute and a clarinet, a piano, some percussion, lots of percussion. Our percussionist, Mr. Wilkinsey, is very busy in this show. Lots of different instruments. Yeah. And then we have violin, cello, and string bass.
Music by David Jecks. We heard the Mad Hatter's Tea Party there. in a synthesized version of what people will hear in Alice in Wonderland. It's happening with Ballet Theater of Toledo at the Valentine Theater. This Saturday, March 22nd, is the night that it's happening. You can call them up at 419-861-0895 or go online to ballettheaterofToledo.org. I've got the choreographer, Nigel Burgoyne, here, also David Jex, who composed that music that we just heard. Nigel, do you work with David to try to make moments in the music that they do something? I mean, you choreograph to the music, or does the music, is it beholden to you?
Actually, that's a wonderful question. I choreograph to the music. I know what I want to do, but I will find areas in the music where I will change something. You know, Alice, at one point when Alice and the Knave are dancing together and the tray of tarts is being brought on by two hedgehogs, all of a sudden there's a change in the music, and that is the perfect place right in the middle where the Knave will take the tray of tarts away. So I see those things, and it's very funny in our household. That's the synthesized version. David sends them to me via email,
right?
And all of a sudden I'll be doing something and my wife will shout, "The tea party's here!" And I'll run to the computer and go, "Oh, great!" You know, and then something else has happened. They go, "Oh, the Cheshire Cat's arrived!" You know, and it really—it's so exciting, because immediately I put it on the laptop and we both sit and listen to it.
David, how many pieces did you write for this? How much music did you write?
It is, like I say, about 40 minutes of music, and it is a total of 10 dances. But it also has a little transition as we go down the rabbit hole and come up in Wonderland.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's an overture, because it's a it's a proper premiere. So it's interesting. Nigel's a very visual person, and I'm not. I'm a very oral musical person. So we seem to team together, and it usually works.
You do well, yeah. Alice in Wonderland. I wonder if you can talk about the Ballet Theater of Toledo in general. Give us an idea of what it is that you do.
Yeah, a non-for-profit organization. It's a school, and our mission is to put on productions in the community for all ages, for families, all ages. And when I can, which is a great deal of the time, thanks to David, put those productions on with live music. I had the great fortune of being at the Royal Ballet School. I had a full scholarship, and I appeared in Rudolf Nureyev's Nutcracker when I was 12 years old. And that, to me, was the most incredible experience. Yeah. And I would love to pass that on to young children today and say, you know, this is what live theatre is about. Yeah. It's musicians in the pit. It's beautiful scenery hanging there. It's a plot. It's a story. And it's something we're going to show this to the community without saying a word.
Yeah.
And we are going to do it all through dance and music.
Yeah, we're very fortunate that the Ballet Theatre does present these are very original premieres, and I can tell our musicians are always excited when I give them a call and say we've got a new ballet coming. They treat it as something special. They realize that you're not recreating anything. It's something new for the first time.
Yep.
Well, to see all of this in action, you go to ballettheaterofToledo.org. It's happening March 22nd. That's this Saturday at the Valentine Theater. What time is it starting?
2:00 is the show, but you could also call the Valentine Theater for tickets at 419-242-2787.
Nigel Burgoyne and David Jex are my guests today. Is there anything else we should talk about?
If I could say thank you so much to Donna Bogan, who has made this possible for the children to be able to see this production. And the other thing is, what's so special with working with David, I say to the students, once we've basically completed the production, and then David comes in with the complete orchestra, and they come to our rehearsal studios, and he runs through the piece with the children, the dancers, sitting on the floor, marking through their dances. And they realize this is the first time it's being played by the orchestra. Then we go into the studio and they play outside and we're inside. And David is wonderful the way he expresses. Now, can you see what the drums are doing here? Can you hear the violin at this point? Can you hear these different instruments that are now portraying the characters? Yeah. And then I say to the young students, and this is the best bit of the lot, I say, you know, you are going to make history because you are going to be the first people in the world to dance to this music.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they look at me like, oh, wow. We are. We're going to be the first people. It's not Sleeping Beauty or Giselle. This is going to be absolutely original.
And let's all go down the rabbit hole together, right?
Yes.
Alice in Wonderland is happening this Saturday, as we have been talking about it. It's at 2 o'clock at the Valentine Theater. You can call the Valentine Theater at 419-242-2787 or go online to their website. You can find more information and tickets there at ballettheaterofToledo.org. Choreography by Nigel Burgoyne, music by David Jex. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in and previewing this for us.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.